Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here to 6 o'clock. Mike Francesa, of course, will come your way. Tommy Lugauer. In Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you?
Excellent. We've made it to Memorial Day Friday.
Indeed.
We are stunningly here. It flew by. When the quarantine began the second week of March, Memorial Day felt 10 years away, and here we are, all of us, on the precipice of what is usually a celebration. And it can still be a celebration.
Of course.
A different kind of celebration.
Right.
But a celebration of our great country, a celebration of the beginning of summer, remembering all our heroes from past wars that gave their lives for us to live in this great country. So we have arrived at, I think, one of the great holidays that we have, Memorial Day weekend, baby.
Yeah, the summer holidays are always very good. Labor Day is a little melancholy because it's the end of the summer, but Memorial Day and 4th of July are right up there, no doubt about it.
The sign of summer, and hopefully soon we'll get the baseball to go along with it. I think that the Jamal Adams story is going to be one of those things that just doesn't go away for months and months and months and months, because I don't get the impression that the Jets are serious about signing him to a contract extension anytime soon, which means there's going to be rumors of trade. There's going to be rumors of Jamal's not happy. And so every couple of weeks, every month or so, I think this kind of story is going to resurface, which is there's no contract. Jamal's not happy about it. Should the Jets trade him?
Right.
And
right.
As a Jet fan, I know you and I agree.
Who needs it?
You don't want to trade him.
Who needs it? Do we need this?
No.
Of course I don't want to trade him. Best player on a team. And it's so typical. It's typical. I mean, why would we be surprised? He'll be playing in Dallas. They'll make some dumb trade. I mean, I could see it happening.
The problem that Joe Douglas is playing right now, the game that he's playing right now, is he doesn't want to give Jamal Adams an extension in this moment because he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to.
Jamal is signed for the next couple of years. Then they could franchise him.
Right.
So, and we don't know about the future of the NFL salary cap with the way the economic climate is in the NFL and America in general. So Joe Douglas right now doesn't want to sign him to an extension. And I get that from a business perspective. But here's the problem when you're the GM of a football team. You want to keep everybody happy.
It would be nice.
And you want to keep your best players happy. It's probably not the best situation to have your best player not happy. That's not ideal. So you've got to figure out What's it worth?
Right,
what's it worth to hold out not giving him a contract extension? I get it from a business perspective. We all understand that. We all understand they don't need to give it to him tomorrow. But it's not good for a franchise. It's not good for an organization that, in my opinion, is not as talented as a lot of teams in this league anyway, to have the negativity of your best players not happy.
And
that's what they're facing.
Yeah, and the fan base not happy about it. Let's be honest. I mean, the fan base wants to keep this guy on the team, you know? And it just aggravates you from that aspect. I don't know how much they really care about the fan base. They could say they do. I don't know if I really buy that. But, I mean, you know, that aggravates you too. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and so I don't see this ending anytime soon. I don't think they're going to sign him to an extension, nor do I think they're going to trade him. I don't think they're going to trade him.
No.
I think this is just going to be a standoff that continues to be around, even when we start the season. Even when the league's on. Even when games are being played. You know, Jamal's going to be asked about it. It's not like they're not going to bring it up to him. Well, hey, Jamal, you had a great game today. Still no contract. How do you feel?
Of course.
So it's something that Joe Douglas is facing right now, which is not only to find good enough players to win. I'm not exactly convinced he's done that, especially on the offensive side of the football, but keeping your organization in the best place and having your best player angry, and he is, and I understand why, because this is the NFL. These are not guaranteed contracts where you can tell Jamal, oh, don't worry, you're going to get paid. And then when you do get paid, there's certainly no guarantee the Jets are going to be loyal to you. So I understand why players in the NFL fight to get that buck.
Yeah. Well, and also the fact that there's guys making more money than him at the position that he's better than. I mean, that's the other aspect of it, you know, which you totally understand. Like, I understand that.
So what would you do? Just pay him if you're Douglas?
You know what, man? Look, I'm so sick and tired of us losing players that are really good players over money. You know, we saw it with Revis. You can go back to John Riggins, you know, 45 years ago. You know, that kind of thing just makes you crazy. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no reason for it. He's the best player on a team. He may be the best player at his position. He's a game-changing player. You know, you got to get it done. You got to work something out, something with the guy.
Well, and one of the big differences between him and Darrell certainly is that Jamal Adams is still so young that he has not necessarily reached his prime
yet. That's a good point.
In his NFL career.
Maybe not.
And that's a part of why Jamal, who's making good money in terms of the real world, but he's not making the money, as you said, that he deserves for the kind of play he's put on the field.
Nope.
It's why he's not going to be happy. Now, that doesn't mean Jamal Adams is going to dog it on the field. I don't think he ever would. I think, if anything, he's going to be out there busting his you-know-what because he wants to get paid. But this really feels, because this has been going on for a while. This is not a new story. It just seems to pop up every couple of weeks. It just feels like this is not going away anytime soon. They're not going to extend him, and they're not going to trade him. I'm not even worried, Joe, that they're going to trade him, at least in the short term. You want to tell me a year and a half, 2 years from now, something happens, fine. It's so long down the road, sure, that could happen. It's sports. Anything could happen. But in the short term, I expect that they're going to keep him, but I certainly don't expect that they're going to extend him. I just don't think anytime soon we're going to get that news release of the Jets have extended Jamal Adams. And so this is going to be one of those storylines that just continues and pops up every once in a while. And for us as Jet fans, it's annoying because you don't want to hear about it. You just want it done.
Right, there's enough going on. You don't want to have to worry about stuff like that if you're a fan of the team. I mean, you really don't. You know, and the other thing that's at work here, too, that you always worry about is they didn't draft this guy. This is not their guy. As good a player as he is, I always worry about that this regime did not draft him. That kind of stuff worries me.
No, in general, you're right. I just wonder, when you look at this roster, there aren't many guys that Joe Douglas drafted. This was his first draft.
Including the quarterback.
Including the quarterback, right. So it's not exactly a long list of guys that are his guys, necessarily.
No.
They need to keep talented football players. That's what they need. They need to make sure the talented guys remain on the team. And by the way, speaking of contracts, I thought it was interesting the other day, Chris Sims, our old buddy, said that Dak Prescott turned down a 5-year, $175 million deal from the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Which may be true, and certainly on the surface sounds nuts, but devil is in the details. You know, how much of that is guaranteed?
Right.
Where is there an out? There's a lot of things about an NFL contract that when you hear it, you
don't know.
Wow. Yeah, you don't really know.
Yep.
But that situation isn't ideal either, because he could play on the franchise tag this year, which is about $30 million, which is a great raise for Dak Prescott. But if they don't work out an extension next year, and I think Dak's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's top five in the league, but if I am a Dallas Cowboy fan, I want him on my team. I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, you got Andy Dalton backing him up too, right?
No, and that's a solid backup, but I certainly sign Andy Dalton to replace him, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
But you run into the problem where if Dak plays on the franchise tag and they don't extend him, and then next year you are in the same situation, that franchise tag costs $37 million. Mm. Mm. So you're going to end up paying – if you keep keeping him on the franchise tag, you're going to end up paying him a fortune anyway.
Right, because of the top five paid guys at the position?
Yeah.
You're talking about quarterback. You're talking about heavy numbers when you're talking about the quarterback position.
And that's why, you know, Kirk Cousins ended up becoming truly a free agent, because it came to the point where the Redskins couldn't franchise him anymore.
Right,
if
right.
they did, it was going to just cost them this ridiculous amount of money. So that's why there's a motivation if you're Dallas to try to get a deal done, because you don't want to be in a position 2 years from now where you're looking for a quarterback. We know full well that's easier said than done. That's much easier. Oh, yeah, we'll find someone as good as Dak Prescott.
Right,
really?
Right,
good luck with that.
Right.
Not saying he's Patrick Mahomes or anything like that, but still, is it easy?
He's a solid starting quarterback in the NFL, and he's got a winning record. I mean, the guy's won a lot of games for them.
Absolutely. I think he does those basic things. He stays on the field, which is pretty damn important.
Right, yep.
And he wins.
Yep.
Now, you can tell me all day, well, they have a great offensive line. They've got Zeke. They got all that.
Right.
That's fine. You're still judged on getting on the football field and winning football games.
That's it.
And Dak's been able to do that. I think eventually they'll work something out there, because I think Jerry Jones realizes, hey, I got to get something done with this guy. And quarterbacks end up getting paid much more than they probably deserve. That's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay quarterbacks a ton of money. You hope you can pay a quarterback a ton of money. That means they're even close to being worth it, that you want to keep them around. Most teams are interchanging every 2-3 years. All right, I got to find a quarterback again. I got to find a quarterback again. It's a good spot to be in a position where you think you have your guy and you want to keep that guy for a long time.
Yeah. No, look, I agree. I think they'll get it done with Dak. And they should, like you said. I mean, they should. I wouldn't mess around. He's a solid quarterback. Is he the top of the top? No. Is he top five? No. But he wins. He's still young. I think you got to keep him.
No doubt. Sure.
Got to pay him
doubt.
Eventually.
No doubt. We'll get your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. The NBA calendar, the anniversary of the Piazza trade, the Sterling
is
5 coming up. That is today, 22 years ago, man.
Mm.
Feels like it was...
It's 22 years ago.
Yeah. You know what? It does feel like 22
years. I mean, I have to say, 22. it does feel like it was 22
years. The more I think about it, it does feel like 22 years.
Oh, the pain. We're in Astoria then. The days of Astoria. Overnights in Astoria. That's where I was then.
You know where I was? I was in high school.
Is that where you were, in high school then?
Yeah. It's one of those events, and I tweeted this morning. I don't know if you feel this way. I remember exactly where I was. Exactly what I thought. Like, that moment is etched in stone. And there's a few events like that. Some are bad and some are good, obviously.
Right.
And the Mike Piazza trade as a 14-year-old at the time was one of those moments where you just remember. I was playing basketball at number 6 school on Long Island. And we had a boombox out. Mm-hmm. And we were listening to, on that boombox, we were not listening to music. We were listening to Mike and the Mad Dog.
Right, right.
Because that's what you listen to when you play basketball. You listen to Mike and Chris.
Yeah, well.
And when they announced that trade.
You did.
I'm being sarcastic. I don't know how many
understand.
People did.
I understand.
I don't even know if I was the reason we were listening to it. I don't know if I deserve the blame.
I do remember
for this.
That, though. And I do. If I'm not mistaken, I remember their interview with Nelson Doubleday, too.
Yes.
If I'm
not
mistaken, which really, told the story.
Led to it all going down. And I was just in awe. I was shocked. And I sprinted home about 5 blocks to my home just so I could call my dad and say, you're not going to believe it. Mike Piazza is a New York Met. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. The Sterling 5 coming up. But Ingo and Roberts here in the afternoon on a Memorial Day Friday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.